Chapter 15, Training and Self-Indulgence. His wife, she ate no lean. Early habits are lifelong habits. Why is it that some fat people find themselves compelled to eat when they become emotionally disturbed? When they get angry or depressed, they go to the refrigerator as a way of coping. I have been told by grotesquely obese women that they wouldn't be fat if it were not for their compulsion to bury their disappointment under a stuffed belly. Now, obviously, I'm not attempting to define the cause of all fatness or even the sole cause of some, but you will see that it is at least a contributing factor in some cases. How did this connection occur? The human animal tendency to accept conditioning is extraordinary. Every time I think of an orange and imagine eating it, I have a muscular reaction in my jaw muscles. I can experience sourness when the orange is still on the tree in Florida. Through repeated experiences, I have been conditioned that way. It is involuntary. I cannot help the programmed response. When a baby is breastfed, there are physical limitations to how often and when he can nurse. With a bottle-fed baby, even when the bottle is given after a year of breastfeeding, the bottle becomes a mighty convenient babysitter. An emotionally disturbed child can be quieted by simply poking a synthetic nipple into his mouth. As the food goes in, the tension and anxiety go out. An angry child can be pacified by a pacifier or bottle. A child can be put to sleep with food. You can purchase for yourself a reprieve from almost anything through a bottle or pacifier. But what are you doing to your child? Not only is he failing to learn self-control, he is learning to cope by putting something in his mouth. The addiction to cigarettes is not all nicotine. Have you ever noticed how a person who quits smoking will often keep something in his mouth? Many a tree has been eaten one matchstick or toothpick at a time by former smokers attempting to pacify their addiction to sucking on something. Many fat people have no desire for food early in the day. Not until the day's responsibilities mount up do they begin to nurse their insecurities. Late at night, when the problems of the day have accumulated and are left unresolved, the refrigerator becomes their emotional support. I am convinced that parents who provide overly extended emotional consolation through food or the sucking sensation are training their children to be self-gratifying and self-indulgent. Temperance is one of the fruits of the Spirit, Galatians 5:23, which should be evident in all of us. Parent, if you not only cater to your child's appetite, but actually employ it as a means of purchasing compliance, what are you instilling? Remember, the first human sin involved eating. The devil's first temptation to the Son of God involved eating. And put a knife to thy throat, if thou be a man given to appetite. Proverbs 23:2. There is a spiritual principle involved here that goes far deeper. To allow, much more encourage, lack of self-control in any area of life is to condition the child to be generally intemperate. Inherited intemperance. A parent's example of intemperance in one area may be manifested through the child by a lack of self-control in another. Some children so despise their parents' weakness that they take special care not to fall victim. Yet, the parental example of intemperance will manifest itself in another area of the child's life where their guard is not up. Parents who are intemperate regarding food may have skinny children who become intemperate in sex. Parents who are intemperate with possessions may have children who are intemperate in the use of drugs. Intemperance in any area is a grave, destructive sin, like a cancer that metastasizes to other parts of the body. Your children will reap what you sow. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Galatians 6:7-8. Man shall not live by bread alone. Matthew 4:4. If, as an adult, you realize that your parents passed on their intemperance to you, you can either blame them and continue letting your belly be your God, Philippians 3:19, or you can throw off the curse for your sake as well as your children's. I have sadly observed many children being trained in the art of selfish indulgence by their parents' readiness to shower them with tinsel and fluff. A child raised with commercial gadgets heaped upon his lust is much more prone to be envious and covetous than the poor child who finds satisfaction in the simple things of life. The child who grows up deprived of nothing is greatly handicapped in real life. Never consider your affluence to be an advantage to your children. It is a handicap for which you must compensate. Examine carefully and prayerfully Jesus' words regarding the disadvantages of the rich. Mark 4:19, Luke 12:15, 1 Timothy 6:6-19, and James 5:1-5.